Piper is a senior in our Chaz and AJ Senior Spotlight. Piper Killen, senior at Lyman Hall. She's going to give us a one-minute graduation speech to the class of 2020. Next year, Piper will be attending the University of Denver studying environmental science.
Yay!
What the hell's that?
Yeah, right?
What is that?
What is environmental science?
It's a study of pretty much the environment and how to care for it, sustainability, and how to make sure that humans can last on Earth as long as possible.
Is that a paying position?
Like Greta.
It seems like there's a lot of students graduating getting into that, which is good because I think we're going to need that.
But who hires that? Just curious.
You can either work for the big companies and tell them how to become better at what they do, so they stop hurting everyone.
You can work
for the government, and I really like the law and policy side of it.
Oh, okay. I defend the trees. Yes.
So what, you think you'd get into politics at some point?
Yeah, maybe, or, you know, I'll just chain myself to a tree someday.
Oh, all right.
There you go.
That's where you start.
That's a little drastic.
Chained to a tree.
Right.
And then eventually you become a lawmaker and you change things.
Right, to see different times in court,
I was going to say, you don't need a diploma for that. You can do that today.
Yeah, you just got to prove value hardware so I get some chain and a lock.
Well, I love it. I think it's great because we're going to need to stay here, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, until we build a rocket ship and can colonize another planet.
I'm working on that right now. Together. So, yeah.
All right, she's field hockey captain.
Right.
President of Best Buddies.
What's that?
Best Buddies?
Best Buddies is an international organization that pairs special education students with regular education students in a one-to-one friendship to support inclusion.
Wow.
I have that memorized.
Wow. When did you read the caption? Looks like you read the caption.
No, she's that good. She filled out more than one college entrance exam.
Could you just say Best BFFs?
Yeah.
Unified sports captain. You want to ask about that, AJ?
Sure, why not?
All right.
What is that?
So it's similar. It's a sports team where people of any ability, so it's special education students and regular education students playing sports together.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's the unified part. Gotcha.
See, sports matter.
Right.
Student council. You want to explain that to AJ?
Nah. I got yelled at by them all the time in high school, so I know what that means.
I was the seventh grade class president. The student council, yeah. My only issue when I was running was I was going to bring chocolate milk to the cafeteria.
And did you?
I was at one in a landslide.
Nice, look at you.
And I did.
Nice, see? Now, French fries have been president twice.
All right. National Honor Society.
Wow, national.
National.
Right.
You want to explain that to AJ?
Yes, national is when it goes national. Global is when it goes global.
Piper?
Yeah?
You want to explain that to AJ?
National Honor Society?
Yes.
Basically, it recognizes students for their leadership qualities, their academic success, and their dedication to community service on a national scale.
I got recognized all the time. He's the guy who did it.
Good.
He's the guy who did it. Yep. I got pinned down all the time. Yeah, it was him who threw the milk. It was the environmental club.
You want to explain that to AJ?
And then he's playing Piper.
We just chain ourselves to trees and the environment.
Gotcha. Right.
I love her.
She's great. Killen!
I got to tell you, you're going to be great because you're smart and you have a great personality.
Yeah.
And you explain things
important.
Well.
That's important.
Yes.
Willing to do the
dirty work. Thank you so much.
It sounds like too.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Piper Killen, senior at Lyman High School. You have about a minute to address the class of 2020.
Okay. Dear class of 2020, I'm sorry our senior year had to end this way, but I could not think of a more capable group of students to go through this. You see, the class of 2020 has not been a stranger to change in the past. The world showed us its biggest obstacles, and instead of backing down, the class of 2020 smiled and conquered. In your short 18 years, you have been a part of movements. You have fought for yourself and your rights, and you have shown that distance is nothing compared to your determination. This honestly kind of sucks, like really bad. But the class of 2020 has gained knowledge that could have never been taught in school before. You learned to be creative in difficult situations. You learned when life forces you to be separate, how you must stay together more than ever before. You learned the true value in every small moment together. We often hear people say that our senior year has been cut short. But after seeing the strength in the class of 2020, I see it is not a bitter ending to a shortened year, but a sweet early beginning to the rest of our lives. You worked hard in the most unconventional times, and still, you made it. I am proud of you all and honored to say I am part of the class of 2020. Though I am not in person looking out on each of you, I can still see that the class of 2020 is a generation of leaders, innovators, creators, and most of all, the generation that proves hope remains in the darkest of times. We did it. We actually did it. And I would personally like to add, peace out, Lyman Hall.
No. Wow. I like the part. I like that she actually put true value in there because that's what gets to chain herself to the tree later.
I almost cried. Like, she almost brought me to tears.
You almost cried stop signs.
Like, Ashley threw up her arms in the air at least twice during that
it's
speech.
True. So.
She kept saying, when is the speech over?
When she said she said early beginning, I was like, it like struck my heart.
You strike your head, too?
You had quotable lines in the speech.
Yep, especially the true value part.
You had the torch has been passed to a new generation type lines in that. That was brilliant.
Wow. Look at
that. Really.
Thank you all so much.
Oh, you're so great.
Keelan!
So, nice job.
Beautiful.
Well done.
Nice job.
There you go. See, now
congratulations.
Chain yourself to a tree.
We're going to be looking for you on the news. Chain to a tree. We're going to say, there's our piping.
There she is.
She's chained to a tree.
Oh, my God. She actually did it.
She told us she was going to do it.
Right.
And we'll call her in the future to explain things to AJ.
That's good. You should be out on a regular basis.
Like why
I attack Goose Boy, for example.
Oh, there's that word like again.
Yes.
Piper Killen, senior at Lyman Hall School in Wallingford. Congratulations. Nice job.
Well done.
Good job. Piper, you want to see what happens next?
Thank you, Piper.
Thank you all so much. Have a great day.
You too.
I made a speech and I caused a fight.
Great. I love her.
That was good.
I love her.
All of these speeches have been A-level.
Yeah. Right.
A-level.
Right.
A-plus?
A-plus.
No, one leg in there.
4.0. Wow.
She just sounded so happy and grateful and positive and smart and wonderful.
Well, this is what you have to do in life. Something like this happens, you stare it down and figure out the way to do it.
I just bitch at it.
Right. There's that.
Exactly. Someone's got to do that.
And that's why we're here.
Someone's got to curse that and say, damn you. Damn you. No.
That is your job. That's your role, AJ. That's true.
Exactly. Right.
No, but you think about all the high school graduation speeches.
I chain others to trees.
The kids are great. And, what? You know. And
you don't know.
Smart. And they deserve to do the speech and all that. But you don't get this.
Someone's got to do burnouts in the parking lot.
Right.
That's me.
There has to be that kid.
Yep, exactly.
She was great. Mm-hmm. I want to have her back on a regular basis to explain stuff to AJ. What a great bit, right?
Right.
I have her cell phone. Let's do it.
Yeah, I love it.